Today's Mishnah in Masechet Nagayim is Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Tet. So, okay, we're in the middle of the Tiras HaMetzera here, which was the topic of our Perek. And we got up to the point, the Metzera was standing over there by Shar Nignor, and now we're up to what we do with the Dom. So remember that we have some of the Dom was normal, and that will be Mekabel in the Kos. Some of the Dom we have to be Mekabel in the actual Kaf of the Kohen. And now we're up to Yichnis Rosho. So first the Metzora puts his head with his ear into the inside of the Azora. And then the Kohen is Noten Al Tnuch Ozno. Fine. Then he takes his head out, and then he puts in Yodo. And then the Kohen is able to put it on his thumb. And then he takes in his hand and he sticks in Raglo. And then the Kohen is able to put the Dam Albo and Raglo. Why this strange unwillingness to just put everything in together? Because he's not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that the fact is that he is Osir B'knisa to the Azor. Except that the Torah said that he has to get this done to him. So whatever the Torah was b'chayvin to do, that's what he does. If he's going to stick in all three at the same time, it's very possible that he'll already put in Rosho Verubo. It's a little bit hard to balance yourself in such a way. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, it's kedai to do three separate acts of semi-knisa, of knisa b'miktas, but not to take a chance that maybe you'll come in and you'll actually put in Rosho Verubo. Reb Yehuda Omer, no. It makes more sense to be memayit in the number of times that you'll violate the knisa. So put it all at one time. Shloshtama ya machniz ka'achat. Put in your ear, put in your hand, your thumb, put in your foot, and that way you'll be doing it only once. Now, suppose the Metzora does not have a thumb, or suppose he doesn't have a big toe, or suppose he's a big artist and he doesn't have an ear. So what happens over then? Then, says the Tanakhama, Ein lo tara olamit. He can't do it if he doesn't have what he needs. So then he cannot go ahead and become tahar. Now this is really, even though it doesn't say it over here in the Mishnah, the fact is that as the Bartanura points out, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says this is only true if he initially had a thumb at the time that he was shayach to become tahar. But if he never had it, so then the Tanakhama wouldn't have said that in lo tara olamit. The Tanakhama would have agreed, either with Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, noteno amikoman. You can put the dam on the stub of what is left of that limb. Whether it's the ear, the toe, the thumb, whatever, and that's also enough. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, better than that would be to use the other, the left thumb, or the left toe, or the left ear. So it doesn't have to be exactly what it says in the Torah, but it does have to be, unless, of course, according to the Tanakhama, that it started off with the opportunity that it should be that way. The question over here, the Machlokas between Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, is what is closer to the Torah's Tzivui? Is it better to put it on the stub, or is it better to use an actual toe and a thumb and an ear, even if it's not the right one, which we Torah mentioned, Yibanit? Okay, that is the Dam. Now we're up to the Log Shemin of the Mitzera. So he's supposed to be bringing a Log Shemin. It says, V'yom HaShmini Yikach V'log Echad Shemin. So that Log Echad Shemin, what do we do with it then? It says, V'lakach HaKohen V'log HaShemin V'yatzak Al Kaf HaKohen HaSmoli. Now that's Mashman, there's two separate Kohen. There's a Kohen who takes the Log Shemin and he pours it into the left palm of another Kohen. Okay, so he could put it into Yatzak Lotoch Kaposho Chavero. So he puts it into the left palm of a different Kohen, but if he poured it into his own palm, it wouldn't be Ma'akev. Im Yatzak Lotoch Kafatzmo Yatzak. Okay, then he faces the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's Toval, and he's Yizo Sheva Pamim Kineged Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. It says over there, V'yizhar min ha-shemen be'etzba'o sheva pa'amim lifnei Hashem. Even though we had this strange Rashi, remember, Zbash was mamish done bifnim, but lemaisa, it's done only towards the Heichal. And every single time he does one of these hazoyas, he dips in a finger separately into his left, or into the other Kohen's left palm, takes fresh oil into this hazoya. Al kol hazaya, he has a separate tefillah. Okay. Now, he has to deal with the oil that he's going to be putting on the mitzvah himself. So now, before, he was standing near the Heichal, or in the Heichal, according to that one approach. Now he comes back to Shar Niknon, Bolo Eitz al Mitzorah, and there, precisely wherever he put the dam of the Osho Mitzorah, he now puts the Shemen. So, Mekom Shenotin Et Adam, Shamu Notin Et HaShemen, Shenemar Al Mekom Dam HaAsham. You're supposed to put it specifically there. And now, what is the last thing that you have to do? He takes whatever remaining oil he has on his left palm and he rubs it into the hair of the Kohen, on his head. I shouldn't say the hair, on his head. So then, that is lechaper. Oh, we had that lotion by Yom Kippur also. And that kippur is im natan kippur, im lo natan lo kippur, devi Rabbi Akiva. This means that the shirayim will be ma'akev. And if you did it properly, and you went ahead and you put the oil on his head, the shirayim of the oil, then the shirayim are mechaper. But if not, the shirayim are ma'akev. So this is similar to the din of shirayim being ma'akev, according to that shita by Yom Kippur, devi Rabbi Akiva, im lo natan lo kippur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, a shiyore mitzvah, where the ikar mitzvah was done, you already did the hazoya, and you already did the nesina on the three places on the matzora's body, this is the leftover. It says the shiyore ha-shemen, that's shiyore mitzvah. And shirayim are never ma'akev. Bein shenatan, bein shalonatan, ilamaisa was mechaper, mechaper in the sense that he was metaya, the mitzvah. Why did the Torah say the word v'chiper? Because it's coming to teach me that this is such a choshev, a mitzvah, the shirayim. Malin alav ki ilu lo kiper, the keeper. Same lashon that we had in the dinim of Yom HaKippur. So it's as if he wasn't mechaper because HaKadosh Baruch was not happy with the way that he did it, so it isn't so much l'ratzon. But remember that the purpose over here is for Tahara, lo l'ratzon. And because of that, he is Tahar. Bottom line, he's Tahar. Now, suppose some of the oil spilled, and now it's Chosar Alug. So if it's before the time that he poured it out into the left hand of his friend or his own, he could just put in more oil. But if he already poured it out, that was Koveya it to be the oil for this Mitzvah. I start over with a new Luk Shemen. Yovi Acher Betchila, Devi Rabbi Akiva. So that means at the moment that we pour the oil into the Kaf HaKohen HaSmolit, so then the whole Luk becomes Pasul because it was Kavua as a single Luk. Mashenken, Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's not what's Koveya. Not the moment that he put it into the hand of the other Kohen or into his own left hand. If it was Chosar Ad Shelo Natan, before he actually used the oil, even if it's already in the kaf, he can still fill it up again. And it's not considered to be kavua for the purposes of this mitzvah until you actually sprinkled it. But up until then, you could still refill it. Misha Natan, once he already did the hazoya, then Yavi Acher Betchila. So at that point, you would have to start all over again and do the putting it into your kaf. So Yavi Acher Betchila.